This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Google had a rough end to the week on Wall Street, as you heard when we did the numbers. Traders punished the company for yesterday's quarterly profit report, which failed to meet their expectations. There is, though, another Google money story of some interest to pass along. The latest figures from the Center for Responsive Politics show that Google's Political Action Committee has just passed the PAC over at Goldman Sachs for campaign spending this election cycle. That's Goldman Sachs, which has never been shy with its political largesse. The two are real close, Google and Goldman, in terms of contributions dollar amount-wise, but tech has come a very long way in the political influence game. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
Google's political money play has increased massively in recent years. In 2006, Google's PAC spent $37,000. This year, it's 40 times that.
They are definitely playing the Washington game.
That's Bill Allison at the Sunlight Foundation, a campaign finance watchdog group. Now, Wall Street still packs a bigger political war chest. Investment industry PACs have spent $125 million this year. The computer and internet industry just $24 million. But Allison says banks may need to spend more because they're unpopular with voters, not so much high tech.
For Google and Facebook, you know, they have this hip young image.
They also have a lot of people's ears and eyeballs, says Mark Jacox at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, so they can leverage their lobbying.
Google and Twitter actually have massive followings and use these outlets and social media to push for email privacy laws and NSA surveillance reform.
Some of the industry's key issues, though, aren't so widely popular. They're about making money, says Princeton political historian Julian Zelizer.
You know, they're fighting for everything from immigration reform to tax credits and soon, I'm sure, monopoly issues. So that's another reason they're going to give a lot of money all over to both parties.
Still, Silicon Valley's left lean comes through. The industry's contributions this year split 60-40 for the Democrats. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.